What's up, fellow freaks? I'm Zach, your host of the Aux Podcast, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom, 10 minutes or less, no bullshit, no topic off limits. If any episode of the Aux has made your life better in some small way, please take a few seconds to send this podcast to someone else. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Now, without further ado, let's dive in. Travis Scott and the currency of mystery. Travis Scott has transformed himself into one of the most captivating artists on the planet. From his debut album, Rodeo, all the way to Astroworld, people can't help but pay attention to what Scott does. With all this attention on his music and artistry, he shares little about his private life. He doesn't speak much to the media. For the most part, he keeps to himself. He goes against everything Instagram culture stands for. Most celebrities are terrified of being offline for even a day or an hour. Their goal is to bridge the gap as closely as possible between what they post and what happens in real time. Scott refuses to give the world a transparent window, instead choosing to paint his presence on social media through vibes and obscurity. So how does he do it? How does Scott incite mosh pits and millions of dollars in ticket sales without resisting the urge to divulge everything on social media? Or rather, with resisting the urge to divulge everything on social media? Here's an excerpt from a Travis Scott profile in GQ that may give some insight into how he balances his image. This profile, if you'd like to search it, is titled "Travis Scott Defied the Rules of Celebrity to Become the King of the Youth." Jarek Kennedy writes, "Scott exists as a kind of strange unicorn in the culture, someone who's fluent in the language of the youth, mostly young men who spend a lot of money on clothes and want to turn up, but who talks very little about himself. He's regarded as both omnipresent and a bit elusive, on a wavelength that resists a lot of contemporary notions of celebrity. Though he shares a daughter, Stormy, with a Kardashian Jenner, for instance, he is withholding in private and refuses to talk about their relationship. To Scott, mystery is a powerful form of currency. You could say he's almost shy, obscuring his face in photos, the opposite of most modern influencers," quote unquote. "And yet he's quietly one of the most influential people on the planet." I'll say that last part again. To Scott, mystery is a powerful form of currency. You could say he's almost shy, obscuring his face in photos, the opposite of modern quote-unquote influencers. Yet he's quietly one of the most influential people on the planet. Obviously, I don't know Travis Scott personally. I'd love to talk to him one day, whether it's recorded for a podcast or not. That would be fucking amazing. He is one of my favorite music artists. So I don't know if what he's doing is out of shyness, whether it's a calculated social media approach. I would bet that it's a bit of both. Either way, he has created a living, breathing vibe. Travis Scott, in ways, doesn't even seem human when he's on stage or when you hear his music. There's like this alienistic, otherworldly, ethereal vibe to him, his persona, and his music. Because he doesn't speak so much on social media, because he's not constantly on podcasts or on talk shows or doing live streams and being super transparent in his personal life. And as a result of that, we don't have a lot of information on what's going on in Travis Scott to the day to day. And in place of Scott as a human being, which he clearly keeps closely tucked to the people that he loves and the people that are closest to him in his life, we fill that in with things like light, colors, and sound, because that's all we have. We have a vibe of Travis Scott more than we have the person. And there is something very stoic about that. There's something deeply rooted in stoicism about what Scott does. And I don't think that, I think maybe people are chalking it up to shyness, because maybe people wouldn't assume a rap star is stoic or a rock star is stoic or someone like Travis Scott is stoic for a variety of reasons, that it seems so in opposition to the lifestyle to be making exorbitant amounts of money, to have extravagant things, to be dating one of the most famous women on the planet, or I think they're not together anymore, but you know, him and Kylie have a daughter together, to be in that lifestyle and also not be willing to share everything all the time with anyone. And there is something very stoic about Scott. And there's a quote from Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, that I'd like to share. And Epictetus says, "Be silent for the most part, or if you speak, say only what is necessary and in a few words. Talk, but rarely. If occasion calls you, but do not talk of ordinary things, of gladiators or horses, races or athletes, or of meat or drinks. These are topics that arise everywhere." And if you apply that to celebrity life, if you take the normal life of celebrity, which is abnormal to most of us, but if you take all the, you know, constantly sharing things on social media, sharing things about your family, your relationships, your pictures of your house, like all this stuff, that is normal for celebrity. We're now in a culture where celebrities, there's not that, you know, Elvis Presley mystery of what is this person doing, or what are they doing right now, because everyone's sharing everything all the time on social media. And so by Scott not doing that, he is withdrawing from the ordinary of celebrity, which creates this mystery. And there's something stoic about that. And, you know, I don't know if Travis Scott reads about stoicism, or, you know, maybe he has the daily stoic journal like I do and reads it every morning, and that's why he chooses not to share things. I honestly have no idea. I don't know if it's a practice thing or it's a extension of a shy personality, or maybe it's both, but there is something stoic about Scott. And no one really, I've never heard Travis Scott and stoicism ever thrown around in the same sentence before, but when I really think about it, there is a very stoic aspect to what he does. It's to let other people talk about you and only say things when you think something needs to be said. And if it's going to be an ordinary thing, then why the fuck are you even saying it? What's the point of adding to ordinary conversation if you're not going to come in with a unique perspective or have something that truly matters? There's also something I wanted to talk about that has to do with mystery. I'm reading a book by Esther Perel right now, and it is called, one sec, I'm just going to grab it. It is called, because I forgot the title, it's called Mating in Captivity, Unlocking Erotic Intelligence. And in this book, Esther Perel, it's a lot about sex and relationships and attraction. And she says that often in relationships, there is this push and pull of getting to know a person intimately and still having passion for them. And that you need space between people to have an erotic passion. And so if you're together all the time, that passion dwindles. And that's a fight that a lot of couples make, that they love the security of being together all the time and knowing that that person's not going to leave. But also they want that passion that can only be created by space, because space, she says, creates that mystery in a romantic relationship. You don't want to know everything about your partner, what they're doing all the time, because there's no erotic, passionate element. And that's in romantic relationships. I think on a wider scale, Travis Scott is tapping into some sort of musical eroticism in a way where he creates a space between himself and his audience, which makes people want him even more. Because I know it works on me. It sounds like I feel like I'm dumb saying this, that I'm attracted to Travis Scott, but there is a sexiness, erotic element that is probably not entirely different from what couples feel when they spend time apart, that makes you want to get to know that person more. And when you maintain that mystery, you might give a little bit here and there and let someone in, but you don't let them know everything, and you don't keep the garden hose spouting out information all the time, spouting out pictures on social media, videos, interviews. You cut it off and you go in the studio and you work on music for 8 months, and then maybe you go on tour and you let it all out. Or maybe you only let it out to the people who are buying your tickets, and you kind of keep things private to maintain that element of mystery about you. So I do think that Travis Scott is tapping into the erotic intelligence on a wider scale, on a more audience, musical, celebrity type scale that Esther Perel talks about in Mating in Captivity. So my challenge to you and challenge to myself is to channel your inner Travis Scott in romantic relationships, in your friend group, with strangers, in your audience, if you have one, whatever it is that you create. You know, try not to add to the normal gossip, the same ordinary bullshit that people talk about all the time, whether it's in person or on social media. It's better to stay silent than contribute to something that, you know, feels like it's sapping you of energy. Because when I know, like, I need to get better at it. Sometimes I catch myself talking about shit that I could give a fuck about because everyone else is talking about it, and I feel like I need to voice my opinion. And that makes me feel more dead on the inside when I'm talking about things that don't excite me. So reserve the sharing, reserve the talking, reserve that garden hose of spouting shit out into the world for the things that truly excite you and the things that you deep down think need to be said. And also cut off that garden hose. Have the confidence to say, I'm going to keep people interested in me, even though I'm not sharing my life constantly all the time. I'm going to keep people interested because I do good work, because I do interesting things, because I do things that excite me. I don't need to share because I need people to stay engaged with me. When I share, I share. And when I don't, I don't. So channel your inner sicko mode, your inner Travis Scott, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.